Way back in the first week of February, I was walking to the edge of the North River in Pembroke. I was taking in my usual midwinter bird circle count on the last possible day. I had to do it that day. We'd had so many ice and snowstorms in the previous weeks that I was continually delayed, pushed back from finishing the survey on time. As I approached the dock, I couldn't believe my ears. There, in the sub-zero temperatures, were two flocks of birds. The common grackles had been around all winter, with a huge flock flying around the Jacobs Pond area in Norwell for the past month or so. But these were red-winged blackbirds, migrants, birds that thought it was a good idea to arrive on the South Shore on February 7th to start claiming territories for the upcoming breeding season. In February, in sub-zero temperatures. And so, for me, spring began. In bits and pieces, it began to reveal itself. Skunk cabbages began pushing through the ice in the next few weeks. On March 7th, as I boarded a ferry to Nantucket, I heard a killdeer in Hyannis. The next night, as my son and I stopped at Hanover High School to listen for American woodcocks timberdoodling, successfully, we heard another killdeer. As I walked in the woods around Jacobs Pond last Friday, I watched a mute swan chasing a Canada goose on a, well, a wild goose chase, as the swan menacingly staked out its territorial claim. Oddly, a second Canada goose flew up behind the swan and then flew in front of it so it could be chased too. On Monday, as I walked through those same woods, with temps around 35 degrees, I heard pine warblers singing their spring songs. So, believe it, spring is back, and that means so am I. I'm looking forward to spending the next 7 months with you as we explore the beauty of the nature and the history of our special little corner of the planet, the South Shore of Boston. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.